Good evening. Welcome to the Saleri Report. Today is August 1st, 2013. I'm Catherine Austin Fitz, and I'm delighted you could join me this evening. Our theme tonight is summertime. It's that time of year when things slow down. The world goes into slow motion. People are out. We're at the beach. We're on vacation. We're reading a book. And the U.S. Congress is in their districts and not in Washington. Wall Street, everybody's out in the Hamptons. In Europe, the Parisians have all gone south. It can feel like a recession, but don't assume it is. It may just be summertime. Let's see what the fall brings. The song says, "Summertime and the living is easy." I'm hoping you're taking some easy time these days. I'm headed up to New Jersey this weekend to record my dear friend and longtime ally, Eunice Boston, this weekend for the Saleri Report. I'll talk about that more as we close. And then I'm on to Rhode Island and Connecticut for a series of business meetings. I will be working, but at least I'll get a chance to see the Atlantic Ocean and to digest a few more Andrew Vax books on tape as I drive. Upcoming events, I'm going to be over at the Polyface Farm, Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund on September 7th. Anybody who wants to be a contributor can come. It's in Southern Virginia. October 4th, 5th, and 6th, I'm going to be speaking at the Casey Summit out in Tucson, Arizona. October 4th to 12th, I'm going to be at the Breakthrough Energy Movement at the University of Colorado in Boulder. One of the subscribers just wrote this week and said that they were coming. Would we organize a subscriber lunch? What a great idea. Yes, absolutely. We will organize a lunch in Boulder. Contiguous with the Breakthrough Energy Movement, and we'll get that up and working and figure out a place way before the conference. So great idea. Thank you, Janet. October 30, I'll be speaking at the annual fall conference of the San Francisco Real Estate and Appraisal Society. I'll be talking about what's next, primary trends in the global financial markets, and the impact on San Francisco Bay Area real estate.